Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Schwarber, you know what I was thinking about when he wakes up today? So you guys know when you had a notable day the prior day? By the way, we're from Borgata this morning, our home base every Friday. So I'm sure this will resonate with everyone. You know when you had something really special happen the prior day? Mm. Or something disastrous happened the prior day? And you have that moment when you wake up. Devin, has it hit you or like...
You think it's a dream?
Well, I wasn't going to say that. Maybe that. I was going to say that it's your first thought. Like within a second or two, you're like, that happened yesterday.
Yeah. I know. It's almost like a similar feeling where you wake up and it's like, was that real?
I can't imagine what Kyle Schwarber is waking up like, because I woke up that way.
Sure.
Saying, I can't believe that happened last night. How cool is that? I can't wait to go talk about it. Like, Kyle must be like on cloud nine this morning. Like, what a cool thing.
And again, these type of games, for us as fans, these type of games are very rare. Philly sports history, the no-hitters and the perfect games, obviously, of which we've actually had a decent amount over the last 30 years or so.
More than most.
Yeah, from Mulholland and Tommy Green and
Millwood
and Lorenzen.
The two Hallidays.
Like
two
a lot.
Hallidays. Cole Hamels.
We had the combined Hamels one. Yep. There's been a bunch.
Yep. So Phillies have had a pretty good amount of them. Saquon had some really bonkers stuff last year. The 255 against the Rams. The backward leap. I mean, it was a play, but it was so ridiculous, you know. Joel certainly had some games. I mean, the 70-point game was the most us here had ever seen a Sixer score. Obviously, Wilt had some games way up there, and he had the game with the Warriors at 100. But this was like, this
Foles,
is one of those
like we
ones
said
where,
before, the Foles seven touchdowns is up there.
Yeah, seven touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. So congratulations to Kyle Schwarber.
Excitations.
Yes.
Can be a word, ooh, and it can apply to the way that we feel about
like 45 minutes later.
Yeah,
the man's on his game.
I think it is a word, and sometimes it can be a more scientific usage.
Ooh, look at that!
But yeah, excitations is the act or process of exciting, or the state of being excited. Which I would
That's
say
nice.
We all are about
well,
Kyle
we are.
Schwarber hitting four home runs.
I would also say this, no joke, I had excitations to be on a basketball court with Herb McGee yesterday for an hour and a half. I mean, you know
yeah,
how cool
bet,
that is?
Dude,
that
are you kidding me?
Excitations,
right?
Yes.
And I mean, we went right into the shooting thing. I mean, right into it. Now, there's some other stuff that we worked on and other stuff I'm going to have to work on my own, more conditioning, the whole deal. You know, I just got to move my feet defensively. But I mean, it was like shot doctor extraordinaire yesterday. That was to get a lesson, essentially a practice with Herb McGee for 90 minutes was something. So we'll find out in a little over a week, me versus Fritz in the basketball competition. But I thank Herb McGee for his time yesterday. That was great. 215-592-9494. The Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons thing is on the table as well. I'm not as outraged as many that the Cowboys traded him or what they traded him for. I thought they got a good haul. I think the sin for Dallas is that they let it get to this point. But I thought they got a good haul yesterday.
It's shameful that you let a homegrown talent. This is an historic homegrown talent.
It is
an all-time player for the NFL, and you let him go because you wouldn't let his agent become part of the negotiation?
Yeah, very weird.
What in the world is this world coming to when that is acceptable business practice? First of all, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I mean, I think our union should have a field day with that whole concept.
The WIP host union?
Sorry, the NFLPA.
I knew what you were saying. All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to react to. By the way, if you want to rip our guy Anthony, who does a great job. I mean, he's doing all the social media stuff and video. But, I mean, we did the fantasy football WIP draft last hour. 12 teams. He only had 11 in the hat. So we think we
got it?
Got it. Well, we got to redraft.
Yeah.
Because some people are saying,
any way to redo that.
Yeah, well, someone's saying maybe a slide rod in somewhere.
How do we know?
That?
Yeah.
Well, so here's an idea that someone texted Anthony. That we put 12 numbers in a hat.
And whatever number he gets put there, and then everyone gets moved one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
That's not a bad idea.
We pick one thing out of the hat, and whatever that number is, that's what rod is, and everyone moves accordingly.
It's not a bad idea.
Should it be that or a total redo?
I mean, I think it probably should be a redo, but I don't, like, I'm fine either way.
John, what do you think? I hate my spot, so I prefer
a redo.
But we got to have some integrity.
You can't say that.
honest, what should it be?
I think it should be a redo.
I don't know if my opinion is swayed by the fact that I want a redo, but I do think it's fairest if we do a redo.
So I think it's fairest if we put 12 numbers in a hat and we pick out a number and that's what Rod is and everybody moves.
I mean, technically it's fairest if we redo just because Rod could have picked anywhere. And like you're putting a number in there and yes, you're picking any number, but if Rod's picked, that could change the whole equation of where other names get picked out. They might not have been,
I don't know, man. I swear to God, I'm never delegating anything again, ever. I'm not doing it. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I'm joking with Anthony. We love him. He does a great job. But that was not his finest hour.
No.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, will the Eagles start 2-0? You know they're going to probably start 1-0. Come on, Eagles versus Dallas at home. Don't take it for granted, but it's likely. But then a tough one. Eagles at KC. So do you think the Eagles get to 2-0? Let's go to the phones and get to John and Ridley right now. Big day, big morning in Philadelphia because of Kyle Schwarber last night. Good morning, John. Johnny. All right, hang on one second here. Let me let's go to John and Ridley right now. Hi, John.
Morning. How are you this morning? I was the angriest guy in the world yesterday because I was invited to go down to watch batting practice yesterday, and I get an email that it was canceled. I'm like, are you kidding me? After coming off that Mets series, and I'm like, are they canceling batting practice? Just wanted to go down and get
the nerve of them, John, the nerve.
And then, my wife, go down there, and I'm sitting there just watching the game. 3-0, I'm looking good. Look at my wife. I point at Noel. I go, yeah, now we got this guy. Are you kidding me? And then to sit there and watch Schwarber do what he did, unbelievable. What a great game to be at. And then for him to get up at bat and go for a fifth home run, it was just completely unbelievable.
Even just the chance at five was cool. Like, obviously we wished he had done it, but just getting to see a guy come up with a chance for five home runs was something I've never seen in my life before.
All right, John, trivia question for you, buddy. One person in the history of baseball, hit 5 home runs in one day in Major League Baseball. Who is it? It's a doubleheader, and he might be the greatest hitter of all time.
Babe?
Teddy Ballgame. The only player ever to have – it was a 3-2 And Schwarber obviously was going for 5-1. But yes, Ted Williams had 5 home runs one day.
Wow.
I'll tell you this, Sean. I was going to be frustrated if there was any national frickin' squawking about because that guy was throwing, 40-mile-an-hour meatballs. Like, John, I was worried that it would seemingly diminish the accomplishment. But, John, the four was so cool. It's great you saw it, man. Unlike me, when Stott hit his grand slam and I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, you know that when it came up just because we're Philadelphia. But you can only hit the balls that are pitched to you.
No, I know. All right, John, give me an answer, buddy. What makes you go wow? What made people go wow?
2008, the USA 4x100 freestyle relay team when Jason Lezak came back to keep Phelps's, run for 8 gold medals. I mean, that was on a worldwide stage.
And isn't that the one where he got the guy by the fingertip, John?
Yes, and Lezak was the anchor, and the guy he beat was actually the world record holder in the 100.
Yeah, that's a great answer, because that was wild. I mean, the fact that it was 8 and the fingertip all in once. I mean, he barely got that guy. Let's play some audio of Devontae Smith. We had Devontae on the program yesterday, part of the Eagles Radiothon. Thanks, by the way, to all listeners that participated by bidding, and obviously those in particular that had the winning bids. Devontae Smith was one of the guests we had during the radiothon, and I guess, James, we don't have that audio. All right, we don't have that audio ready to go. We'll get to it in a bit. It was intriguing, John, how he was equating Sirianni's intensity with Nick Saban's intensity.
I was surprised at that. I mean, I think of Nick Saban as being pretty curmudgeon-y.
But I wasn't shocked, because when we see Sirianni freak out, he can really freak out.
I agree.
Like, he can.
But I also think of him as the player's confidant. You know, we've heard stories. We've heard a lot of interactive stuff where guys are, texting him on the weekends about what college teams are doing. He really is accessible to all the guys. And from my experience, I just always assumed that a big honcho like Nick Saban would not be accessible like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he probably wasn't, would be my guess. But we knew Nick Saban because we've seen the videos, whether you watch a game or you get that, the clips. I mean, Saban can freak out. I mean, he can borderline Bobby Knight it. So for Devontae to say, because the question I asked Devontae was, at his most intense, who's more intense, Sirianni or Saban? And for him to say they're about the same, that was pretty amazing. All right, 2-1, James, we do not have that audio.
I have it separate of the board. Just give me one sec. I cut it for drop of the week. I have it. Just give me one sec.
All right. Well, we'll get to it in a moment. Let's also remind you, Elliot Shore Parks is going to join the program in a sec. Parsons trade yesterday, unbelievable. Now, I think Dallas got a good haul, but with that said, it's still, man, when's the last time a player this good left the division this way? I mean, a guy gets traded. I can't
remember
a trade in the division.
I mean, Saquon Barkley, but that was to the Eagle. Like,
yeah, and it was a free agent.
Yeah,
Reggie left as a free agent, left here. A trade? I don't know, man.
All
right, let's listen to Devontae Smith, the intensity of the Knicks, Nick Saban, and Nick Sirianni. I asked them, at their most intense, who's more intense?
That's tough. I mean, honestly, they're really kind of the same guy. They're real serious, but, they try to throw their little jokes in every now and then, but very intense coaches. And I think that's what made it easy for me to transition here was the man that Coach Sirianni, has up on his players. It's kind of the same thing that Coach Saban tried to instill in us.
All right. Devontae, yeah, it was fun talking to the players. We had a bunch yesterday. Zach Bond. Saquon, by the way, was on the afternoon show 2 days ago. We'll play some of that audio today. All right, let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. So Schwarber last – matter of fact, before Elliot, James, let's play the four homers. Schwarber, got to hear it again. Schwarber goes yard four times. The third one was a little dink over the left field wall. Like, he's just barely – barely. That was not a Schwarber bomb.
Not a bomb.
That was a Schwarber.
It was gone.
It was a Schwarber homer, not a Schwarber bomb. Mm-hmm. But all told, a couple of them were bombs. It was four total. Let's listen to it.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone, and it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, two-run home run, the fifth of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone. It's a three-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a three-run homer. It's a six RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit four homers in a game. It's a three-run home run that gives him nine runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit four homers in a game.
Congratulations to Schwarber. I can literally say I've never seen anything like it. It's happened in my lifetime, but I've never seen it before. And for Schwarber to do it, one of our favorite players, so cool. All right.
Before you go to Elliot, I have to jump in because I got three people calling, and this is not a good sign. Beat the Hammer coming up in like 12 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Not a good sign for that. It was Stan Musial, not Ted Williams, who had five homers in the same day. I fact-checked it. It is correct.
No
Stan Musial is the only player to have five home runs in a doubleheader.
Teddy ball game.
No. It's
really?
Stan Musial. Yeah, for real. I just double-checked. Yep.
Getting my great left-handed
hitters. similar guys in that way.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Am I down one for Beat the Hammer?
Kind of.
Elliot
so.
Shore Parks. Elliot, am I already in an 0-1 hole?
It doesn't matter. You'll still win. You might be in an 0-1 hole, but you'll get out of it.
It's like how Spike said Fritz could have stood there for 20 seconds and still won the race.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
So, Elliot, the Schwarber thing, man. We'll get to football in a second, but what do you make of it? What a night.
Yeah, I mean, I think two main thoughts I had. First, I do always love the communal part of when an athlete does something awesome. Like, everyone texting me, everyone tweeting about it, everyone watching together. Like, that's always cool. But the other thing I thought is, and maybe this is, I always want to compare things, Schwarber's getting kind of close to passing Bryce on the all-time Phillies list. If he wins the MVP and breaks Ryan Howard's record, I mean, his MVP would be more legit than Bryce's. He would have broken a more important record. He's also been great in the postseason. I mean, I never thought I would say that like a year ago, but his season's been so good, I think he's entering the conversation of being ahead of Bryce.
Well, it's intriguing. Yeah, it's intriguing. I mean, his 5 years, or what has it been, 4 years, won't be as good as Bryce's six. But I hear what you're saying. I do. I mean, look, we should indicate it's – listen, this is the last day. This is not meant as a rip of Schwarber. It is easier when you don't play the field. You know, I mean, you just four at-bats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is easier. But I hear you. Schwarber has catapulted himself into a pretty – high echelon Philly historically. I think
yeah,
that's fair.
The fact it's even a discussion, I think, just speaks to how amazing he's been.
I think that's fair. All right, discussion point on Micah Parsons and the Cowboys. Let's start there football-wise, Elliot. So I actually thought Dallas got a good haul. Shouldn't have come to this point, but I thought they got a lot. What do you make of the trade? What do you make of how it arrived at the moment?
Yeah, so I don't know if I would agree they got a great haul, but I do think people are being a little harsh on the Cowboys. And unless you thought they were a Super Bowl contender this year, which they are not, even with Micah Parsons, I think they are closer to being a rebuilding team that is likely going to need a new quarterback soon, as opposed to a team that is going to capitalize on the prime of Micah Parsons' career. So I get trading away a player like that is you know, simplistically like a crazy thing to do, but I also think you get the two first-round picks. You don't have to pay him that big money, and you can use those assets to find what is going to have to be your next quarterback since Dak is probably on his last leg. So I did understand it from their perspective. From an Eagles perspective, I think this is really bad news. The Packers were already one of the top contenders in the NFC. I think they were going to be, you know, one of the contenders for the number one seed this year, and now they add Micah Parsons. So if I'm the Eagles, I'd rather have Micah Parsons on the Cowboys. Like,
interesting,
yeah,
John. Let me ask you that question. So there's the right now, and then there's the next 5 to 10 years. Would you, John Ritchie, would you rather this trade had not happened yesterday?
Absolutely. This hurts the Eagles' bottom line.
But it's also
this
a 1 year thing.
He could have been Packers team that just paid him for whatever, for 188, 4 years, 188
right.
Extended, and he's happy. He's going to be playing hard. That team led by Jordan Love at quarterbacking is, you know, on the up and up. Everyone thinks that they are, that he has a great chance at making a strong case for the MVP. Their defense now, holy cow, it's just amazing to think of how exotic they could get.
They got a lot. Let's listen to Jerry Jones. So after the trade yesterday, he talked publicly about it, the whys of this trade. Here's the Cowboys owner on trading Parsons.
Decided that it was in the best interest of our team to take the consideration that we have. We appreciate his 4 years, but we can take that consideration and we can win in our minds more than had we gone the other route and signed. That's not a negative on Micah. That's just unique to our circumstances.
Well, it's a wild situation, and it's so rare. I mean, Khalil Mack getting traded was notable, and that was, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, I guess, at this point. But this one's wild. So, Ellie, let's take this in another direction. I don't know how much people have thought about this, but this was one of my first thoughts. How does 4 years and $188 million to Micah Parsons impact Howie Roseman and Jalen Carter in, you know, about 8 months when he becomes eligible for a contract? What's the implication of a great defensive player getting 4 and 188? What would that mean for the Jalen Carter situation?
So I think for Jalen Carter's agent, it does set a new bar that you want to try to reach. I think Jalen Carter wanted to be, and likely will want to be, the highest defensive paid player in the NFL. If he has even a better year than last year, like, he will have an argument for that. I do think, though, I'd be pretty surprised if he tops Micah's deal. He's not an edge. That's just a more valuable position.
Yeah.
He's honestly not had the career Micah has had. Like, he's great, don't get me wrong, but Micah has been one of the best players at his position for longer than Jalen Carter has. So, look, he'll try for it. The price always goes up. A year from now, it'll always cost more. But I think ultimately, because of the position and he doesn't have as long of a track record, he won't get what Micah got.
So we're 6 days away from kickoff. What's the most recent scuttlebutt there at the NovaCare, Elliot?
So they did practice yesterday for the final time until Sunday when they'll be back. And, you know, they'll start their 3 or 4 day preparation for the Cowboys, like their normal work week. I thought yesterday the big story was probably the signing of Britton Covey. We've talked a lot about who's going to return punts, if it's going to be Cooper DeJean. We, you know, briefly thought it could be Anaya Smith. So we go out on the practice field yesterday, and Covey's out there, like, as a surprise. They hadn't even announced they had signed him. So we'll see if he's a returner for week one. I think it makes a ton of sense that he's been here.
He's good at it, Elliot. I mean, listen, he had a horrible start to his career in the regular season here. Two or three years ago, whatever year that was, he was a disaster for about half the year. Once he got good, he was very good.
Yeah. I agree.
And he's been here. He's worked with the coaching staff, obviously, so I think it would be a pretty seamless transition. So I think that was probably the biggest news yesterday.
Elliot, is Marcus Epps going to be a starter?
They better hope not. I mean, Marcus Epps is a fine player. He probably raises the floor of this unit. I don't think he raises the ceiling. He is a nice player, but he is coming off an ACL injury. Even at his best, he was average, probably. So if this is their big move at safety, that is underwhelming to me. And they have to really still sit in the same boat, which is hoping that Sidney Brown or Andrew Mukuba play at a high level. And if they don't, Marcus Epps is a nice safety net, but it's not a move where you sit there and go, okay, they're good to go at safety.
So I'd say I disagree with you a bit. Now, sliding scale, if he's greatly diminished because of the torn knee, then I'm with you. I don't know that. He may be, he may not be. If he can give them what he gave the Eagles in 2022, I think it is entirely possible he'd be their best safety this year.
I mean, Reed Blankenship
Excuse me. No, I'm not saying better. I'm saying better than the other two.
No, I agree for sure. Yeah. I think if you told me Mukuba, Sidney Brown, or Marcus Epps, if I had to pick one to play for the team this year, I would probably pick Epps just because I think you know what you're going to get from him. But I also think over these last few weeks, there's been hope that they will go out and make a significant move at the position.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way.
What about Cooper DeJean as the safety? What about that possibility? It was something that was discussed momentarily. We saw Cooper DeJean at safety fleetingly out during camp. Is that a possibility, Elliot, or is that just he's going to be the nickelback and that's it?
So he will be the safety in base defense. So in base defense, he will be out there. The question I think you're asking is, would he do it full-time? Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, a possibility. If he plays it in base, obviously he's learned it, he knows it. But, of course, if you move him there, then you're kind of weakening them at another spot because I think he is arguably the best nickel corner in the NFL and it sets like a havoc causer in the middle of that field. So if Mac McWilliams is playing well, maybe you feel good about him. You can put him in there. But, it would be a drastic move to make him the full-time safety.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.